For decades, Wordsmith Air Force Base was an important part of the nation's air defenses. Troops stationed there were trained to fly everything from F-86 fighter jets to B-52 bombers. They also trained to fight fires, an important role on a base where lots of aviation fuel was stored.
But you see all those wells sticking up over there?
Yeah.
That is where the fire training area is.
That's Dale Corsi, a consultant for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. There's a concrete slab there now, but Corsi says for years, firefighting foams would have ended up directly in the soil.
And this soil here is sand, very porous. Groundwater flows out here at incredibly fast rates. We're talking...
Corsi says the foam would have started leaching out across the township. And that's a problem, because the chemicals are showing up in residential wells.
Well, at first we found about 60 of them that were on the... right close to the base.
This is Robert Delaney. He's with the Environmental Protection Agency and oversees remediation efforts for the Air Force here. He says as many as 300 wells have tested positive for low-level PFCs, a chemical used in the firefighting foams. The impact of PFCs on human health isn't yet clear, but research has found troubling signs.
Some of the biggest concerns are, again, the developmental effects on the fetus. They've been tied back to high cholesterol and hypothyroidism or thyroid disease. They're linked to a variety of diseases where people have had high exposures.
That has led state and local officials to take action. They're drilling around the area to see how far the chemicals have spread.
You need a camera.
And they're urging residents using wells to find alternative water sources, even though only one well so far has tested over the EPA guidelines. Denise Bryan is with the District Health Department, which oversees Oscoda. She says they've been working to switch residents over to municipal water.
The next question is, well, what are we going to do about it in a proactive manner? Why would we wait for us to have groundwater that exceeds the U.S. EPA standards? What can we all do right now to fix this?
She says funding has already come through to help residents get filtration systems or tap into municipal water. But as the contamination spreads, some homeowners may have to spend thousands to get access to municipal water. That doesn't seem fair to David Omer, who lives in the area.
It's disappointing when you can't drink your own water and it hurts, you know. It's long overdue. The government, Air Force should take care of it.
The Air Force has already responded to help the homeowner whose well registered above EPA levels, but it's not helping others connect to municipal water. Still, Oscoda could hold lessons for other contaminated areas. The Air Force says as many as 200 active and retired bases across the country may have used the same firefighting foams. No matter how the Air Force responds, state and local health departments plan to move ahead with getting residents connected. Here's Corsi with the Department of Environmental Quality.
They say no, we'll probably still keep moving forward, but we're not going to wait for the Air Force to say, okay, we'll do it now, because people are drinking water that they shouldn't be drinking, and we got to fix that problem.
It will take at least a month for the results of the latest water test to come back. In the meantime, Corsi says state and local officials will do everything they can to make sure residents have clean water. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Ben Thorpe.